ॐ असतो मां सद्गमय तमसो मा ज्योतिर्गमय मृत्योर्मामृतगमय ॐ पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णश्च पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः Om from the unreal, lead me to the real. From darkness, lead me to light. From death, lead me to immortality. Brahadaranyaka Upanishad 1.3.28 Om, all that is invisible is verily the infinite Brahman. All that is visible also is the infinite Brahman. The whole universe has come out of the infinite Brahman. Brahman is infinite, although the universe, whole universe has come out of it. Om, peace, peace, peace. Brahadaranyaka Upanishad 5.1.1. Today I read another letter from Swami Nisheshananda from Salisbury, Zimbabwe, dated 20th February 1982. And I'm not going to tell the names, so you have to just guess that or leave it aside when I read it. My dear doctor, love and best wishes for a happy and prosperous turn in the new year for you and all our friends and related families. Thanks for poem and detailed letter with the account slip. As the sums mature, it may be best to put it all here instead of there. We shall call it as Vivekananda Preaching Fund, whose interest alone will be used as the name indicate. As there is no immediate possibility of this work here being affiliated, we must depend upon local committees in each territory to organize programs. At best, we can send air return tickets and set the Swami in Mauritius or London to visit these parts and spend about 3 weeks or so to preaching. We can tape the talk, even make videotapes. The talk can be edited and published in Atma Nivedana. One day, who knows, some young men or women may renounce, get trained as monks and nuns, and then the work will be fully alive. It is not right to expect imported swamis to be present always to learn local affairs. Swami has recruited about 10 lay people, of whom 6 or more have become swamis. Brother, who sent our luggage to Philadelphia, is now in Belur Math. He becomes a Swami on 25th February. Sri's birthday next year, Doctor becomes a Swami too. Probably the next year onwards, Doctor becomes a Swami. 12 Swamis in 14 years is a wonderful record. In my case, I have acquired brick and mortar houses to provide funds. Probably one specializes in Swami making, while lesser people like me provide funds to our preaching. Both services are needed, I am sure. All of us are serving Him, the Lord of all. What talents we express in life are all His gifts. Let us humbly welcome what He gives as talents and as the field where they are needed. As for me personally, I prefer to shower flowers on Him, appearing as all this variegated world, and thankfully accept what He showers on me in due course. Well, you must continue showering flowers on earth, interspace, and the heavens. Yourself, Doctor, and Mr. will, I am sure, be blessed with the proper fields of work, satisfying to all and to society as a whole. No good thought is ever wasted. Thought acts like a suction. what you imagine is being showered on the outside is really drawing a blessing to you. So shower on all flowers, standing for infinite power, wisdom and bliss. I shall do the showering from here, and you do it from there. I am reading a new book, Three Magic Words, You Are God, Power, Peace, Plenty, by U.S. Anderson. Here is a quotation. In every idea, rough-hewed though it is, there lies a perfect expression. Seek for this perfect expression and it will come to you. Do not be satisfied with less. Doctor wrote a nice letter to me before he left for Bangalore. I did not write to him earlier. I did not want to put him into awkwardness, since he is the initiated disciple of Swami, who is the proper person whom he should contact henceforth. I stayed with the doctor since Swami had himself sent me to Philadelphia and other Vedanta Society sub-centers as his representative to speak to devotees. That relationship no more exists as far as initiated disciples are concerned, but to others I can write freely. Now that doctor himself wrote to me, I can reciprocate wholeheartedly as I do to you and others. Glad to know how you fare in your spiritual life. Mister is working on his own. I hope he has stabilized himself and gets an assured income. A little positive thinking will surely lead you too into the stream of regular services. All around may be signs of chronic unemployment. Since our thought is in reality the infallible creative power of the Lord, words like full and free, when repeated with their significance, must draw new persons, new objects, and new situations to the thinker, whoever he or she is. In this context, you, the Lord, who unexpectedly gave a big lift to your wife and enabled her to rise higher, will do the same thing to you too. His holy temple appearing as a body-mind complex. Mister got the unexpected chance to transcend his problem, since the strange case came and with its favorable ending, all the money he needed flowed in, leading him into an era of peace. His children too are doing well. I am in touch with through correspondence. Somebody else also wrote and I replied, thanks for the plan to send the typewriter to Mr. the jeweler in London. I am also writing to the hope the plan will take shape steadily. Glad that he has acquired the land already. Mrs., who is in Zambia, writes to me often. Her husband had returned to Toronto, where he has got his old lecturer's job, though not on a full-time basis. She has one more year to serve in Lusaga. With love and best wishes to all you all again, yours affectionately, Nisheshananda. I will close with a prayer. Kayena vacha manasa indriya arvya buddhyotmana vat prakrite svabhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayane yet samarpayami. Whatever I do, either by body, speech, mind or sensory organs, either with my personal knowledge or natural trait, I surrender and submit all to that supreme divine Narayana.